everybody! Abbott's Field, next stop! Where's the pennants?
Did you pack fresh underwear?
I want to go.
Dick, I'm carrying your helmet, ain't I?
No, I'm carrying a helmet.
Oh, Dick, you promised me!
I'm carrying my helmet!
Am I going to get in a locker room?
Oh, let him carry the shoulder guards.
Can I, Biff? Because I told everybody I'm going to be in a locker room.
In Abbott's Field, it's the clubhouse.
I'm at the clubhouse, Biff.
Biff,
let him carry the shoulder guards.
Stay close to us now.
Everybody wave. When Biff comes out on the field, you set now, boy.
Ready to go, Pop.
Huh?
Every muscle is ready.
You realize what this means?
That's right, Pop.
You're coming home this afternoon, captain of the All-Scholastic Championship team of the city of New York.
I got it, Pop. And remember, pal, when I take off my helmet, that touchdown is for you.
Let's go. I got no room for you, Charlie.
Room for what?
In the car.
You going for a ride? I want to shoot some casino.
Casino? Don't you realize what today is?
Oh, he knows, Willie. He's just kidding you.
There's nothing to kid about.
No, Linda. What's going on?
He's playing in Ebbets Field.
Baseball in this weather?
Oh, don't talk to him. Come on. Come on.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't you hear the news?
What?
Don't you listen to the radio? Ebbets Field just blew up.
You go to hell.
Come on now. We're late. Knock a homer, Biff. Knock a homer.
I don't think that was funny, Charlie. This is the greatest day of his life.
Oh, Willie, when are you going to grow up?
Well, when this game is over, Charlie, you'll be laughing out of the other side of your face. I'll be calling him another Red Grange. $25,000 a year?
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
Well, then I'm sorry, Willie, but tell me something.
What?
Who is Red Grange? Put up your hands! God damn you! Put up your hands! Well, what the hell do you think? You're better than everybody else? You don't know everything, you big ignorant... Put up your hands! What are you walking away from? Don't walk away. You're going to say something? Say it to me. I know you laugh at me behind my back. You laugh out of the other side of your goddamn face after this game. Touchdown! 80,000 people! Touchdown! Right between the goalposts! Hey!
Say, Bernard, will you go out in the hall?
What is that noise?
Mr. Lohman, he just got off the elevator. Nobody. There's nobody with him. Look, I can't deal with him anymore, and your father gets all upset every time he comes. I got a lot of typing to do, and your father's waiting to sign it. Will you see him?
Touchdown! Hello, Jenny. Good to see you. How are you? Working? We're still honest.
I'm fine. How have you been feeling?
Not much anymore, Jenny. Bernard. Well, look who's here. How are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, I just stopped by to see Pop for the girl before my train leaves. I'm going to Washington in a few minutes.
Is he in?
Yes, he's in his office with the accountant. Sit down.
What are you going to do in Washington?
Oh, it's just a case I got there, Willie.
Is that so? Well, are you going to play tennis there?
Yeah, staying with a friend who's got a court.
You don't say. His own tennis court, man. Must be fine people, I bet.
They are very nice. Dad tells me Biff's in town.
Oh, yeah, Biff's in. Working on a very big deal, Bernard.
What's Biff doing?
Well, he's been doing very big things in the West, you know, but he decided to establish himself here. Very big, very big. We're having dinner, yeah. Did I hear your wife had a boy?
That's right. Our second.
Two boys, what do you know?
What kind of deal has Biff got?
Well, Bill Oliver, you know, very big sporting goods man. Yeah, well, he wants Biff very badly. Called him in from the West, long distance, carte blanche, special deliveries. Your friends have their own private tennis court, huh?
You still with the old firm, Willie?
I'm overjoyed to see how you made the grade, Bernard. Overjoyed. I mean, it's an encouraging thing to see a young man really. Yeah. Looks very good for Biff. Hey, Bernard.
What is it?
What's the secret? How did you... Why didn't he ever catch on?
I wouldn't know that, Willie.
Well, you were his friend, his boyhood friend. Something I don't understand about it. His life ended after that Ebbets Field game. From the age of 17, nothing good ever happened to him.
He never trained himself for anything.
Oh, but he did. He did. After high school, he took so many correspondence courses, radio mechanics, television, God knows what. It never made the slightest mark.
Willie, do you want to talk Canada?
I regard you as a very brilliant man, Bernard. I value your advice.
All the hell with the advice, Willie. I couldn't advise you. There's just one thing I've always wanted to ask you. When he was supposed to graduate and the math teacher flunked him...
Oh, that son of a bitch ruined his life, yeah?
Yeah, but Willie, all he had to do was go to summer school and make up that subject.
That's right, that's right. Oh,
did you tell him not to go to summer school?
Me? I begged him to go. I ordered him to go.
Then why wouldn't he go?
Why, Bernard? That question has been trailing me like a ghost for the last 15 years. He flunked the subject and lay down and died like a hammer hit him. No, let me talk to you. I got nobody to talk to, Bernard. Bernard, was it my fault? See, it keeps going around in my mind. Maybe I did something to him. I got nothing to give him. No, why did he lay down? What is the story there? You were his friend.
Willie, I remember it was June, and our grades came out, and he flunked math.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
No, it wasn't right then. Biff just got very angry, I remember, and he was ready to enroll in summer school.
He what?
He wasn't beaten by it at all. But then, Willie, he disappeared from the block for almost a month. And I got the idea that he'd gone up to New England to see you. Did he ever talk with you then? Willie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he came to Boston, yeah. What about it?
Well, just that when he came back... I'll never forget this. It always mystifies me. Because I thought so well of Biff, even though he'd always taken advantage of me. I loved him, Willie, you know? And he came back after that month and took his sneakers. Remember those sneakers with University of Virginia printed on them? He was so proud of those. Wore them every day. And he took them down in the cellar and burned them up in the furnace. We had a fist fight. It lasted at least half an hour. Just the two of us punching each other down the cellar and crying right through it. I've often thought of how strange it was that I knew he'd given up his life. What happened in Boston, Willie? I just bring it up because you asked me.
Nothing. What do you mean? What happened? What's that got to do with anything?
Well, don't
get sore. What are you trying to do, blame it on me? If a boy lays down, is that my fault?
Don't
talk to me that way. What does it mean, what happened?
Hey, you're going to miss that train.
Yeah, I'm going. Thanks for the present, Pop. Goodbye, Willie, and don't worry about it. You know, if at first you don't succeed.
Oh, yes, I believe in that.
But sometimes, Willie, it's better for a man just to walk away.
Walk away?
That's right.
But if he can't walk away?
I guess that's when it's tough. Goodbye, Willie.
Goodbye, boy.
How do you like this kid? He's going to argue a case in front of the Supreme Court.
No. The Supreme Court?
I got to run. Bye, Dad.
Knock him dead, Bernard.
The Supreme Court? And he didn't even mention it.
Well, he don't have to. He's going to do it.
And you never told him what to do, did you? You never took an interest in him?
My salvation is that I never took any interest in anything. There's some money, $50. I got an account now.
Charlie, look, I got my insurance to pay. If you can manage it, I need $110. I draw it from my bank, but Linda would know, and I don't... I'm keeping an account of everything. Remember, I'll pay every penny back.
Now, listen to me, Willie.
Now, I want you to know.
Willie, what are you doing? What the hell is going on in your head?
Why? I'm simply...
I offered you a job. You can make $50 a week, and I won't send you on the road.
I've got a job.
Without pay? What kind of a job is a job without pay? Now, look, kid, enough is enough. I'm no...